Okay, so I'm going to talk about the chashash of Vesesh She'eino Kavua. So the din of Vesesh She'eino Kavua is learned from a Mishnah on Samach Gimel. Be'etzem, the din of Veses is always referring to a woman who's seen three times. Three times in the same in the same pattern. The Gemara never calls... speaks the Feirush about a Vesa She'eino Kavua. But the concept of Vesa She'eino Kavua, which is that we're choshesh even after one time, we're choshesh for the next month to repeat herself, so it's found in a Mishnah on Samach Gimel. Mishnah says, Isha She'eish Lo Veses, it says, Haisalamudu Lios Roa Yom Tes Vav, a woman who was had a Veses Kavua, she was Lamuda, that she would always see on day Tesvav. Tesvav, the Gemara says, means 15 days after the end of her Imei Nidus, meaning she saw and it's, she had Nidus for 7 days, and then you count another 15 days, and then she would see again. She was always here on Tesvav. Tesvav really means 15 plus 7, which is 22. V'shinsa liosroa liyom chaf. And then she changes to see yom chaf, which the Gemara explains really means yom 27. Zeva ze asurim. So both her vestes kavua of 22 is asur. And the nuch shash, the new day of the shinoi, is 27. Now you guys, she's seeing 22, 22, 22, 22. Then 1 month, instead of seeing on 22, she sees on 27. So the next month, she's going to be choshesh on 22, because that's her Veses Kavua. And she's going to be choshesh on 27. So what you see from here is that in addition to the chashash of the Veses, that we call Veses Kavua, there's also the chashash of Veses She'eino Kavua, because we see that we're choshesh that maybe she'll repeat her re'iyah on day 27, even though it only happened one time. So therefore, the Raver understands that so too any woman, vast majority of our women that don't have a Veses Kavua, so every time they see, they'll be choshesh that they'll repeat it next month. Every time they see, they'll be choshesh for a repeat. And that's called Veses She'eino Kavua. And the Raver tells you, based on that every woman who sees, even if she just saw one time, she sees on Aleph L'Chodesh, so the next month she'll be Choshesh again for Aleph L'Chodesh, and she'll also be Choshesh, whatever her last Haflaga was, she'll be Choshesh, maybe she'll repeat the Haflaga. That she will be Choshesh for Vestos based on a one-time Re'iyah. So this is the accepted Halacha. But I just want to discuss first that there are many Rishonim who didn't agree with this at all. And it's important to know the halacha, even though the halacha is certainly that we're choshesh for Veses She'eino Kavua, there are Rishonim who b'chlal didn't hold there was such a thing as a Veses She'eino Kavua. The Baal Amar, so he writes in Salah HaMachlokas, that really a Veses needs three times. Without three times, there's no chashash Veses. He says the Mishnah, so seems to be choshesh for a one-time shinui, he says that's dafka limited to a woman who was always seeing al pi veses. She's always seeing 22, 22, 22, and then she switches to 27. So now you have to be choshesh. Maybe this 27 was just an anomaly. One time, for some reason, something went wrong. And be'etzem, she's a woman who has a veses kavua 22. Or perhaps this woman, who's a woman who yesh la veses, her history has shown us she has a veses, she has a regular clock in her body, and she sees very regular. So maybe it switched to 27. Maybe she's gone from being a 22 woman to being a 27 woman. So that we're choshesh for. But an isha she'ein la veses, a woman who lehefech, her history has shown us that she never sees based on a veses. She's never had a veses kavu in her life. The male of that woman, says the Baal Amar, doesn't have to be choshesh for anything. There'll be no din of Veses She'eino Kavua. She doesn't have to be choshesh She saw her last hafluga was a hafluga of 28 days, and it fell out on Beis Lachodesh. She doesn't have to be choshesh for anything. Next one, she doesn't have to be choshesh for Beis Lachodesh. She doesn't have to be choshesh for day 28. L'maisa, her history has shown us that she's an Isha She'ein Lavesis. The din of being choshesh b'pam achas is talking about a woman who has a Vesis and who sees normally, so then her choshesh, maybe her Vesis is going to change. But stam one-time re'iyah doesn't create any sort of chashash on the following month. And he says, after, on the Raivid who says, Yechoshesh for all these chashashos, he says, Matachoshesh l'kacharet atom ahavel behavel yomeha. You're making hevel here. It's an Irish kite. That there's a point of that he's saying that we mentioned before, that he seems to be onto something, right? Because he's saying that what are we worried about things that we don't see? This woman doesn't repeat herself. Why is she going to repeat herself? Not only that, but the Ravid is being mechadish that a woman that has a Veses, so she's going to be choshesh for one day every month. A woman who does not have a Veses, she's going to be choshesh for 2 days every month. Because she's not only going to be choshesh for the Veses HaChodesh, she's going to be choshesh that maybe she'll repeat herself according to the Haflaga. We don't know. We don't know how she's going to repeat herself, so we're choshesh for 2 days. So the Baal Amar says he doesn't hear this at all. He says there's nothing, all choshesh Vestos are only a woman who actually has a Veses in 3 times, and will be choshesh Hashimi from the Veses, that perhaps her Veses has just taking a turn to change what's regular for her, but Isha She'en Levesis is nothing. So that's the Baal Amar, and it's also the Ra'ah in the Bedek HaBayis. It's also interesting, if you look in the Rambam never mentions a Vesis She'en Kavua. He brings the Mishnah, that there's a din of Vesis, Koveah 3 times, and he brings the din of a woman who's Mishana is Choshesh for her original Vesis, and Choshesh, maybe there's been a Shinu to a new Vesis. But Stam and Ishesh doesn't have a Vesis, he doesn't write any Chashos. And so too, I found in the Hilchos Nidah L'Rav Yah, and in Rashi's Hilchos Nidah in the Sefer HaOrah. They don't mention such a thing as a Vesis She'en Kavua.
Who was that name for the
Sefer HaOrah, the Rambam.
The Rambam.
The Rambam. So what do we say? We say the Baal Amar, the Ra'ah, the Rambam, the Rashi in Sefer HaOrah, and the Rav Yah. Five real Rishonim. Despite the fact there are 5 real live Rishonim who say this, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Nosei Kelim, you'll never find a remez to this. Yeah.
So would Rabbi
Nadia
need
this
as a tzira ever?
Oh, so Lemaisa, I would say it is something of a tzira, because Lemaisa, it's not so clear. It's a din drabanan. Vesis She'en Kavua, we mentioned. The Chayyur's Pasha, it's a din drabanan, because the Gemara never calls it a Vesis. The Gemara just says Rechoshesh for it. So Pasha says Rechshash drabanan, and it's not even Rechshash drabanan, that's the Kuli Alma. So it is something of a sniff. And what does it tell us? You know, we already mentioned that. You know, Chumras the Arzurua, we mentioned about Chiluk Benishik and Yom HaVesis. Really, there's quite a few Chumras in Vestos, and it's always good to just keep in mind, Vestos She'en Kavua is not Mamash Refeirish in the Gemara. There's a Sefer, the Mil Tzedakah. Mil Tzedakah is a modern Sefer, all on Vestos. It's written by Rav Shmuel Simon from Gateshead.
That's not Tzedakah,
so did I say the Mil Tzedakah? I meant to say the Mil Shmuel. But it's such an uncommon sefer that I called it the Mil Tzedakah. I'm so sorry. Yeah, so the Mil Tzedakah is, yeah, a famous sefer. The Mil Shmuel, I mean, it's not such famous. Even the Mil Tzedakah isn't so famous. If you're not learning yourself, it's neither. Mil Shmuel, I don't even know who he is. Shmuel Simon, I'm sure he's a good Zisa Yid. And he spent a lot of time in Vestos. But amazing thing. Even though he's not famous, he says something on Vestos that's somewhat revolutionary, and he really says very good. It's a very nice sefer. So, fame isn't everything, right? Al tistakel b'kankan el mashiyesh bo. He says something good. So I want to say what he says. He has an extremely powerful kasha on the Ravid. And it's the Ravid who's really the father of Avesas Sheinu Kavua. I mean, maybe went back to Sinai, but the first one, the Feir, is telling us, and seems to be where the other Rishonim adapted from the Ravid, this concept of Avesas Sheinu Kavua. And the concept, in fact, that there are two chashas, a woman Avesas Sheinu Kavua, we don't know where her Avesas is heading, so we don't know if she's seeing based on her day of the month, or if she's seeing based on her aflaga. So he has a kasha on the Ravid. He says, what you're saying makes sense. We see in Chazal's two types of chashos, chashash to the chodesh, chashash for aflaga, Vesesh Eino Kavua. Okay, we're choshish after just one time for Eino Kavua. We should be choshish in two directions. Okay, but there's a problem. So the problem is you go against the Mishnah. Right? There's only one Mishnah talking about Vesesh Hayamim. And this, but what the Rebbe is saying is Pasha straight against the Mishnah. He says, because look what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that if a woman was always seeing on day 22, and then she switches to day 27, so Zev is Asurim. It says day 22 is Asur, and day 27 is Asur. So asks the Mil Shmuel, he says, 1 second. It's saying 2 days are Asur. Zev Zeh is 2 days. The Kavua and the Eino Kavua. The Kavua is 22. The Eino Kavua is 27. It shouldn't be like that. We should have 3 days that are Asur. You should be Choshish for 22. You should be Choshish for 27. And you should be Choshish for the day of the Chodesh that 27 came out on. Meaning like this. If she's seeing based on her old history, okay, she's going to see 22. But if she's doing something new, she's switched to this new day. So this new day is 27 days from her past year, but it's also the day Beis L'Chodesh, right? Just making that up. It's a day of the month. So just like the Ravid says, a woman, every woman, when she sees, Vesta She'enu Kavua, whenever she sees, she has to be choshish for the Yom HaChodesh and the Haflaga and the length of the interval. So too, the woman who's Vashana. Right, the Ravid is saying we can learn from the woman who's Mashana, it's a woman Shein Lovesis. Just like a woman who's Mashana her Vesis is Choshish for the new day, so too a woman Shein Lovesis is Choshish for a one-time Re'iyah. So let's be Choshish, but let's be Choshish for both Choshashos. Let's be Choshish both for the Yom HaChodesh and for the day of the Flaga. So therefore, she should be Choshish for day 22 and for the Shinui, the one-time Shinui, which is 27 day haflaga, but it's also a day of the month. It's also Yom Beis L'Chodesh. It's also a day of the month. So L'Chaira, that's a big taina. Right? That's a big taina. Right? You understand the taina? The Ravid is saying that a woman who doesn't have a vesis is more chomer than a woman who has a vesis. Because a woman who has a vesis, we know what she's seeing. She's seeing based on intervals. And or she's seeing based on the day of the month. The Gemara has two possibilities. But a woman she ain la veses, so mamela, we don't know how to mark her, how to label her. As we don't know if she's going to see based on the day of the month or the day of the flaga. So she's choshish for both. But if so, the woman who's mishana, you should also say the same thing. You should also say she's choshish for both possibilities of Vesta Sheinu Kavua. She should have three chashashos. The Mishnah just says Zev is Zeh Asurim. And the Mil Shmuel points out that everyone, all the Rishonim and Poskim and Shulchan Aruch, who bring down the Mishnah, they bring it down Kipshuto. That she switches from 22 to 27, she's choshish for day 22 and 27. Nobody adds anything to do with day of the month. The first one to say she's choshish for the day of the month is the Plesi. Crazy Uplacy writes on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says you're choshish for day 22 and 27, and he says, and also, of course, you were also choshish for the day of the month that 27 was seen on. He said, just as is poshut, because you're always choshish Anytime we don't have Vestas Kavua, we're always choshish for two possibilities, the day of the month or the Haflaga. So he just says it as Pashat. It's Pashat, but of course it's not Pashat because you've just been so Sura Mishnah. Right? You've been so Sura Mishnah. You know, it's like our one actual solid maramakam on the whole Vestas Hayyamim, and you've just been Saisir it. It's the Mishnah telling what the Cheshashas are, and it just says Zev is Zen, left out the Vestas Hachodesh. So how does it do that? And how does everyone do it until the Plesi? How is the Plesi the first one to notice that it's not really Zev Zev Asurim, but it's Zev 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 Asurim? So state the Mil Shmuel, it's not true. He's cholik. He says it's not true. The Plesi, you know, the Plesi is good, but he's he's against everyone else. You know, he's an Achmur, says something interesting, but it's not. It's not halacha. So that's why I assume the halacha. Halacha l'maisa. I mean, you don't. I have gotten the shayla. You know, vestas kavua. I mean, sometimes vestas kavua and v'shana only be choshesh for. Oh, so, let me finish what he says. So it is a kasha. What do you do with the kasha? So the Mil Shmuel says no. No one ever would hold like the Plesi. Rather, the pshat is that. The Raivan understands that we look at a woman's history. The woman was always seeing 22, 22, 22, which is haflaga, not to the month, but she's seeing in haflagos, intervals of 22 days. When she switches to 27, we're not worried about her Yom HaChodesh. We don't worry about the day of the month, because say, look, every day of the month, this woman's history has shown us she sees based on intervals. She doesn't see based on the moon. She sees based on her own personal cycle of haflaga. So Mamela, She's penned as a woman, we label her as a woman who's a flugger woman. And she's a flugger woman who's been Mishana. We just worry about the new haflugger, we don't worry about the Chodesh. But a woman who's Ein Lavasis, we know nothing about her history, so then we have to be Chodesh, maybe she's going to be a Chodesh woman, maybe she's going to be a flugger woman. Therefore, the Mil Shmuel says that lahalacha, that even though, of course, we accept the halacha, that she's ein levesis, she's choshes to chashas, but isha she yesh levesis, then it's mishana, she's only choshes for one shinui. She's only choshes for the shinui, which is whatever her vesis kavua was. If she was a haflaga woman, she'll just be choshes for haflaga. But she won't be choshes for the Yom HaChodesh. Right. It's painful to say such a thing. You know, to take the Mishnah says Zev Zeh Asurim. Zev Zeh Asurim means Yom Chav Beis and Yom Chav Zayin. To say a chiddush like that, it's a chiddush.
Right.
It's a chiddush because it's powerfully against the mashmos. So once it's against the mashmos, someone should have said it. So
it's
something so against the mashmos of the Mishnah. Now, one thing this thing Mil Shmuel did though was it did make me more sympathetic to the Baal Hamar. Because what's the Baal Hamar saying? He's saying, Avad, you look into the woman's history. And if we look into her history is that she never sees based on a Vestas Kavur. She's not a Chodesh woman, she's not a Haflaga woman, she's a nothing woman. And therefore, let's be choshish for nothing. So the Raivid, he's cholik on the Baal Hamar, but he really accepts some of the Baal Hamar. He says, look into her history. Accept from her history, if she has a Vestas Kavua, that she's a Flugger woman and not a Chodesh woman. But a woman who is Ein La Vestas, then we just dequalify her history, and we say, this is a woman who's obviously seeing based on the moon, based on her Flugger. However, she just keeps changing, and we can't nail her down. She refuses to stabilize, and therefore we have to be choshish each month that maybe next month she'll see based on her pattern. Except we don't know if her pattern is choshish or a flaga. Fine. Okay. So that is the Raivit. Okay. So that's the Raivit, and that is normative halacha. That at least a woman she ain't leveses will be choshesh a double kshash, chodesh and Haflagah. So I just want to talk now a little bit about each one of those two Cheshashos. Now the basis for two Cheshashos is also not Beferish, but it's close to Beferish. The Gemara in no place mentions that there are two Cheshashos. It's just the Rav got it out of two Gemaras. There's one Mishnah we mentioned, which is clearly talking about Haflagah. The Mishnah talks about day 22 or day 27 from her Re'iyah. So that's clearly Haflagah. Problem is, there's also Gemaras that seem to talk Beferish about Chodesh. You have the Mishnah Lama Test talks about a woman who sees every Rosh Chodesh. There's a Mishnah, a Braisa on Samach Dalet, that talks about a woman who's medaleg. In one month she sees on day 15 l'chodesh, the next month she sees 16 l'chodesh, then she sees 17 l'chodesh. So the Mishnah is clearly talking about a woman who's being medaleg within days of a month. That her pattern is a pattern found when looking at days in a month, not in days of her cycle. So therefore, the Ravid understands that there are two separate Cheshashos, the Aflaga and the Chodesh, and both Cheshashos go on the woman who's Ein Laveses. So that's accepted Halacha. Also on this point, though, not everyone agrees. The Aflaga, everyone agrees to. Sort of mstaber, but it's also very straight in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah I mentioned, it talks about days, day 15 after her 7 of Nida, and then day 20 after her Rias of Nida. So very clear talking about Aflaga. However, the Chodesh, even though it's almost Beferish, not everyone agrees. The Ramban on Samach Dal, he brings the Ravid about the Cheshash of Chodesh, and he says, "Pliyadas mi meni niska v'lo uchula v'chi aveses mazel yom garam." He says, "It's a plia to me. It's a plia that a veses should have anything to do with day of the month. Haflaga, right? That's what we would expect. Haflaga is how much time? What does the woman know about? How does the woman's body know about the day of the chodesh?" Right? Why should it know Rosh Chodesh? Why should Rosh Chodesh, a Ruchni Musug, play a role in biology? Right? Right, the Ramban is a doctor. He didn't see generally Halacha controlling biology. Right? Why should this be assumed? He quotes the Rambam, not a doctor. The Rambam Bechal doesn't mention there being such a thing as a Vesas HaChodesh. So what will the Taka do? What will they do with the Gemaras? So they explain the Gemaras Ein Hachinam. It sounds, the Gemara does sound that way, but the Gemara is really just talking in shorthand. Right, I just know you try to talk in Vestos. It's so hard to explain what we're referring to in Vestos. So it's just easier to use make believe each month had 30 days, even though we know it's not true. But in a hypothetical perfect month of 30 days, make believe all months had 30 days. Make believe the moon never started up with the sun and wasn't nifkam and months were perfect with 30 days. And then just use that for convenience sake, and then talk about a woman who sees every Rosh Chodesh, talk about a woman with Dalek has gone from 16 in the month to 17 in the month, 30. Really, we're just assuming something that's not true, that all months have 30 days. In a chinami of Avada, things would change if a month was chasum. So the Ramban writes and he says, nevertheless, he bows his head to the Ravid, and therefore the Ramban says, L'maisa, we go by the Ravid. The Rashba has a Pshara here, a very reasonable Pshara, I would think. It's not a halacha, but it's very reasonable. He says that no, The din of being choshes for one time, that's only by a vestas haflaga, because basic vestos we see is by vestas laflaga. Chodesh is a more interesting type of kvius, and the mela, that type of kvius is possible when we see it three times, because any time we see something happening three times, we'll like to be choshesh for it, but one time we won't be choshesh. So that's the shita Rashba. It's a pshara, derech mamutza, that there is such a thing as a vesach chodesh, but only once it's been koveh three times, which incidentally is beautiful in the Mishnah. It's very beautiful in the Mishnah because then we understand that it went from 22 to 27 zev asurim, because vesach chodesh we're not choshesh for until three times. So it happens to be in the Mishnah. Rashba makes me very happy. But happy or not, the halacha is certainly like the Ravid. So the halacha is like the Ravid, that we're choshesh for chodesh, even vesa she'eno kavua, even one time. So let's just talk about what the chashash is. So the problem is why should this be? Why should a woman be determined by the day of the month? Why? Why? I mean, the Kodesh Baruch Hu could do it that way, but why? And do we actually have to assume that that's a realistic chashash? So what's pshat in the Vestach Chodesh? So the Ramban's possibility, which is why the Ramban rejects it, but he says that it's mazel garam. He thinks it's not mustaber, but just his understanding of the Ravid is that the Ravid held up mazel's garam, that the day of the month has certain mazel, and that mazel will cause a woman to see. I mean, the koach of Beis L'chodesh causes one to see. And the Ramban says he thinks that's ridiculous. But L'maisa, we'll call that the first mahalach in Beis L'chodesh is that there's a power to Beis L'chodesh. If that's pshat, I definitely would have nothing so scientific to tell you about it. However, the Ra'as is a different mahalach, right? I'm calling the Ramban's mahalach, because the Ramban didn't say the mahalach. The Ramban says it's impossible. But the Ramban says, v'chi mazel garam, that really a mazel's garam. L'maisa, the Ra'as, so he says that there's a vesas hachodesh, he says, but not the way the Ramban was understanding it with the Ravid. Rather, the pshat is, Pshat is this alpi, the moon. The moon plays a role in timing the woman's vesis, the moon. And he says, in fact, it has nothing to do with the actual day of the month. The Gemara was mentioning days of the month, assuming it has to do with the moon, but really, if we were going to be more precise, you have to know exactly where this owner is holding in respect to the progress of the moon. Like that's what the Ra'ah held, and the Ra'ah's wife must have been pretty good at astronomy and was able to look outside of the moon or figure out based on Cheshbon exactly where the moon was. And when the moon got back to that exact stage in its orbit, so it would be parish. Okay. So let's just talk about that a little bit. Okay, the Ra'ah. We don't hold like the Ra'ah, but let's just talk about it, because he's telling us that there is a rationale and the moon controls it. So it's an interesting thing that this is something that many assume actually to be true in scientific circles, somewhat debated, but definitely something still being, you can find papers published on this in 2021, okay? And it's like this. They found that actually there's a biological effect of the moon. How it is, different possibilities, gravity or the light or makes different electromagnetic, does different things apparently, changes pressure, there's different things that the moon does at different parts of its orbit. But it's been discovered, they did lots of studies with fish, how fish breed. And they discovered in fish and some types of birds that they only breed at a certain time in the moon, in the cycle of the moon. And they found that even when they took these fish and put them in rooms, closed rooms, where they couldn't get the light of the moon, they would still breed at exactly the same time in the moon cycle. With women, it's a very interesting thing. The average cycle is the length of the moon. You know, just what they consider the average. 29 and a half days. You know, women aren't so, they're a little bit, based on age, they're very slightly different, but it's around the length of the moon. And they have done studies on this. They've done studies showing, you know, women will be linked to a certain time in the moon's cycle. The reason it's not so clear is that just on the studies is that the only way to actually study this, all women are seeing about the length of the moon cycle. So you want to know that they're seeing not based on a flugga, but based on the moon. So how do you know that? Meaning they find women, individual women linked to the moon. Meaning they look at a woman over 20 years and they say this woman is generally seeing in the when the moon is full, or when the moon is bedafka not full, and they see that and see patterns. That definitely there are scientific papers saying that this is statistically significant. So, yeah.
Toramadu,
yeah. So it seems to be some sort of a real thing. Okay, so that's interesting. I'll just tell you what else is interesting to me. What's interesting to me is that we know that women are connected to the moon. In Chazal, they're connected to the moon, right? Yerev Yaakov, you can think of anywhere a woman has anything to do with the moon? What? She doesn't need Kiddush Levana. So yeah, but that maybe say she doesn't have to do with the moon. That's the little Israeli star. Also, you should know the Gemara and Sanhedrin says with fairness that women do say Kiddush Levana.
Oh.
Right, we really have to reinstitute that. Yeah.
I don't know what the core for this is, but I have heard Kabbalistic ideas that like a woman is like a Makabel, and so too the Levana.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Kabbalah or
yeah.
So they both have that, like...
Right, so you have that with, Moshe and Yeshua. Yeshua's the Makabel is compared to the Levana. In Yosef's dream, so he sees a Shemesh v'Yireach, and the Shemesh is connected to Yaakov, and the Yireach is connected to Rachel. Oh, so you see that. You see Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that Rosh Chodesh is a special day for women. And the idea is that they have there's a lot in we're not going to darshan so much, but there's a lot that a woman has to do with cycles, circles, right? Like the kala circles around the man at the chuppah from the pasuk that talks about in a keva being sovev gever. So that there's a cycle and a cycle, just like the moons have ups and downs. Women have ups and downs based on their. Based on their cycle, that the neither they go to the down, and then they go. So someone, an old one. So the male is a sheikhus, but the sheikhus is to the moon itself, the actual moon itself. And if so, we should have to get astronomical charts to figure this out. So the Rashba says what's something of a pshara here. He says that no, it's not totally stam on mazel. Mazel doesn't control women. It's basically controlled by the moon. He says, but the moon for Jewish women, for fish maybe the moon is just a moon, but for Jewish women, the kviya of Beis Din is koveya the effect of the moon. He says just like the famous Yerushalmi that says that a woman based on a woman's basulim could be chozer if she's under 3. But 3 goes by 3 years based on Beis Din. If Beis Din adds an adder, so her basulin will be able to grow back for a little bit longer. Right? That the biology is buttled to the kaviyah of time chazal. So even though we know that Rosh Chodesh isn't always the first day of the moon cycle, isn't always the same, not every Rosh Chodesh is exactly the same place in the moon cycle. We try to tie it to the moon cycle, but it's somewhat off. Afal Pikain, the effect of the moon will affect Jewish women based on the kvi of what day it is the Chodesh. So that's definitely what works nicest in Hesver. So that's the Rashva. Now there's one issue that a little bit brings out this Chakira and understanding Vesis HaChodesh. So you find this discussion, what happens if a woman would see on Yom Lamed to Nisan? Nisan has 30 days. Iyar has 29 days. So what if she sees on day 30 of Nisan? Day 30 of Nisan. So what's she going to do now? So comes Iyar, and she's waiting for day 30, but the day 30 doesn't come. So what should she be choshesh for? So Deborah Tziner and Ber Moshe, Chel Gimel Sim Kof Yutes, so he says that, well, it goes by Yom Lamed, there's no Lamed in Iyar, so let her be choshesh for Lamed Sivan. Regardless of what happens to this woman, Lamed Sivan will be her day, because she's choshesh Lamed L'chodesh, there's no Lamed L'chodesh. So that's the Mahalach. The Mahalach only makes sense, I think, according to the Ramban. According to the Mahalach, the Ramban didn't like that the Mazel is Gorim. If Mazel is Gorim, a woman, so there's no Lamed Iyar, so she's not going to see from Lamed Iyar. So what are we choshesh for? She'll see Lamed Sivan. So the problem is it only works with the Ramban, and the Ramban says it doesn't make any sense. And also the problem is that the embassy doesn't really make so much sense, right? There's no woman who's ever seeing on all laments, right? It's not something that we would ever, a chashash of vesis eino kavua. It has to be like a normal type of a chashash to be choshesh. What are we choshesh? We're choshesh, she sees based on mazel, and regardless of where she's holding in her cycle, when she gets to the next 2 months later, she's going to see. She's going to skip a month. That sounds very strange. We're certainly not choshesh she's going to skip a month. So she's going to like just hold on to that chashash and bank it. This sounds somewhat not matzistic. More than somewhat not matzistic. So what else could he say? So the Prideya has something that sounds nice. He says, well, in this month there's no lamed. So do chavtes, be choshish for chavtes ear. Say we don't have lamin, so chavtes ear is going to have to hold in itself, like ilu the kochos both of lamin and chavtes. Chavtes becomes lamin and chavtes. Lamin and chavtes are both folded into chavtes. So let her chashash be on chavtes l'sivan. So also a little bit is taking the sort of like approach that there's a chavtes and there's a lamed and chavtes lamed goes into chavtes. So what's strange about it is that the emes is it's not nikva that some months have chavtes some have lamed. We know that some months have chavtes and some have lamed because the sabaram were masakin the calendar for us and therefore it's always like that. But B'mei Chazal wasn't like that. B'mei Chazal, the Ramkadosh al-Pi Re'iyah. We don't have smicha, so we can't be Ramkadosh al-Pi Re'iyah. But when Mashiach comes, there'll be Ramkadosh al-Pi Re'iyah again. So therefore, how does Chavtes Iyar know that Mashiach's not coming? Right? Maybe Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, and Mashiach will come. And Mashiach will not be Makadish Lamed as Rosh Chodesh Sivan, but rather will do the next day. Right? So how does Chav Tes notes include in it the Kochos of Lamed? So the most Pasha Mahalcha thought of Moshe writes in Gimel Tzadi Vav. So here is what I think is the most Pasha, and the most Pasha according to the way we're understanding with the Rashba. That what's causing it is the month, is the moon. It's the moon, but it's we're looking at Al Pi Toira, where we're holding where the moon is. So if a month only has Chav Tes, so what do we say about the moon? So says Rav Moshe, you're choshesh for Yom. So if you're choshesh for Lamed Nisan, you'll be choshesh to Aleph Sivan. Aleph Sivan will be the day of the Chashash. Why? Because in the Chinami, Aleph Sivan is not the end of a month, it's a Rosh Chodesh. And Al Smazalos and Kochos Mistama, Rosh Chodesh is very different than a Lamed. A Lamed Nisan is very different than an Aleph Sivan. But Lagabe, the moon, is the same thing. Because we're looking that every moon is connected to 30 days. Lagabe, that particular moon. And Mimela, just like Nisan had a day 30 to the moon, which was the day of the moon cycle where it switches from one moon to the next, so too Iyar has that. It's just that by Iyar's Yom Lamed, we call it Rosh Chodesh Sivan. But Be'etzem, the Yom Lamed Le'ir is Aleph Sivan, and in Mela, that's going to be the day of the Chashash. That's Rav Moshe. I thought very, very, very moving. I'll pay the Rashi was Havana here. So that's it for Vesis HaChodesh. Now let's just talk a little bit about Vesis HaFlaga. So HaFlaga seems very pashut. It's just the interval. The question is, how do we evaluate the interval? How exactly do we cheshven the interval? Right, knowing straight just what everyone assumes and normative halacha is, right, not everyone agrees with normative halacha, but just what normal halacha, what everyone assumes is you count days. So the emesis is this isn't so pashut. It's not so pashut because in a way, l'gabe the chashash itself is a little bit not metzias. L'chayra, there's different ways we could look at the interval. And let's take l'mashal, a woman sees, standard woman sees, let's call it day zero. We should call it day one, I don't know, we'll call it day zero. Be mathematical here. She sees on day zero, and then she sees 30 days later on day 30 day interval. Then of course for Choshi, she's going to see 30 days later on day 60. So it's very possible she sees, let's say she sees in the morning. She sees the morning of day zero, then she sees again on the morning of day 30, and then she sees again, then we're going to be Choshi, she's going to see again on the morning of day 60. Very possible. But what if it's not so pashut? What if she sees right after sunset on day zero? And then she sees right before sunset on day 30. Okay. So in the very beginning of day zero, I'm just using zero because in my head, if you look, it's a little bit simpler. So, and then the very end of day 30. So how long has the interval been? So now, or what if an opposite case, right? She sees on day, the very, right before sunset on day zero, meaning the very end of day zero, and then her next time she sees at the very beginning of day 30, meaning right after sunset of day 30. So those two cases have different intervals. One is going to be almost 31 days, and one's going to be just under 31 days. One's going to be just over 29. And then when we're choshesh the next chashash, so there's different ways you could be choshesh. We went straight intervals, just by straight time on a clock. So let's say, l'mashal, we had a long interval, the extra long interval, right? There was beginning of 0 to the end of 30. So now you're really going to be coming, being choshesh for some time on day 61, on the day of 61. That's when come out the exact hours on a clock of the interval. If we go by days, so we'll still be choshesh for day 60, and we'll be choshesh for day 60 in the daytime. What if there's another possibility that perhaps we should go by onas? Right, the units, right, we basically accept is that Vestos is a function of onas. Right, it goes, we clock every, we don't look at how many days, if you're hitting the same day, it's all about if you're sitting the same onas. So therefore, perhaps we should cheshbin the flugga in onas. Right, onas, right, just to say, ona always means sunrise to sunset. Right, it's not day or night. It's interesting. Sunrise to sunset. Right, you know the day doesn't start at sunrise. It starts at alos, and it doesn't end at sunset. It ends at seis. But onas is with the you know the gra shita. The gra holds by all zman tefila. You go by sunrise to sunset. It doesn't go by day or night. It goes by sunrise to sunset. So that's an ona. So those period, those onas, maybe we should cheshbon like that. If we cheshbon like that, so then if she saw on the day of, if she saw, let's say she sees by night of 0, and then she sees, meaning the beginning of 0, and then she sees by day of 30, meaning the end of 30, so now she's had a flugga of really 30 and a half days, or we could call it she's had a flugga of 61 onas, and if we add 61 onas, we get 120 two onas, and 122 onas later will take us to day 61 by night. I think I'm right. Okay? I'm confusing myself, I'm sure confusing everyone else. But I think it comes out to day 61 by night. So you'll come a different cheshbon. So what do we do? How do we cheshbon? So no Rabbi Yehuda and his tshuva about this. He quotes from David Tovel, who's the author of the Nachlas David. So he says you go by onos, cheshbon by onos. This is what's accepted lacha by Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Lechem Simla. And it sort of makes sense because that's a reasonable unit. Units to be onas. No, who says no? He says the unit of haflug is days. That we just go by days. Meaning like this: she saw on yom 0, and then she saw on 30. She's going to be choshish to day 60. And when will she be choshish in day 60? So if on day 30 she saw on the daytime, she'll be choshish 60 by day. If on day 30 she saw the nighttime, she'll be choshesh day 30 by night. Meaning we'll completely ignore the exact haflaga and just look at haflaga by days. It's a 30-day haflaga finished. And the Noda Behuda explains, and this is the basically accepted halacha in most Sfarim, maybe some to say be choshesh both ways, but what's normally accepted is you just do haflaga by days. You go 30-day haflaga, and then you choose whether to be choshesh for the day owner or the night owner. You choose it based on whatever she saw the last time. Meaning, sometimes you're going to come out, be choshesh your haflaga, it's really been different amounts of time. You know, sometimes you'll be choshesh, it'll actually be the right amount of time of the haflaga. Sometimes the interval will really be different than the first interval. But you just sort of like round off to days. So how does this make sense? Why should we do that, right? Why shouldn't we be scientific about it, precise? Why be imprecise? Why round things off to days? She sees after 30 days. So he says that the etzem, a woman's clock, works by days. Doesn't work by onas. So, meaning, we just count days and we assume that day is the day she's going to see. Right? We mentioned that in Lashon Chazal, that's always, by Vestos, they always talk about, they never talk about onus, they talk about days. She sees on day 22, on day 27, on day 20, on day 30. They talk about just as being days. And the concept will be, is that the clock works by days, not by onus. The clock is not precise to be set based on hours or onus, but based on days. Right, just like I think we might have mentioned, the din of nida itself, the din of nida in the Torah goes by days. We don't care whether she saw the beginning of the day or the end of the day, either way, first 7 days are nida, then comes the days of ziva. The first 30 days of a woman's cycle, she's becheskes tahara, regardless of whether on day zero she saw at the beginning of the day or end of the day. Either way, she gets 30 days of tahara. Meaning, we just assume the clock works by days. So, just the problem is in lumdus. Is 1 second. We could be very happy saying this, but what about the whole premise we have that the ikur is not like the arzurua? Right. I was trying to push for the Arzuru and that sort of type of mahalach and things. But if we go by the normative halacha, is that everything goes by ona. What makes a vesis is an ona, not a day. And unless things are nailed down precise to one ona, it doesn't even make a veset at all. So says the Noi Yehuda, you have to say it like this. The etzem, like the Pashas HaGemara, everything just goes by days. But when things are in different onas, they don't join together. Because we assume there's two sibos. There's a siba of days about where she is in her cycle, and there's a second siba of day or night. In addition to being controlled by day, they're then controlled by day or night. A woman has two things. There's how many days it's been since the last year, or what day it is of the month. And then there's a question, are they a night woman or a day woman? Some women see by day, some women see by night. And therefore, if they don't hit the same ona of both day or night, we don't join their ears together. We don't link it together. But the mice of the clock is going by days. And therefore, when she sees a 30-day haflag or rechoshesh the next time, she'll see on day 60. And the gabe, whether she'll see on day or night, that we look at her last ear. Her last ear was in day, rechoshesh 60 by day. Her last ear by night, we see by night. So that's an idea of Huda. It's a little bit hard to hear, right? It's hard to hear. But that's the basis of an idea of Huda. What's normally done. So the emesis though, it's very interesting. The only one I saw talk about this is Rav Moshe. In Gimel Chelk Mem Ches, and much more about Riches and Sefer with the Barta Bam Simon Reish Chav Ches. With the Barta Bam is a Sefer written by Baruch Maskowitz from Queens, who used to live in Queens, from Rav David Feinstein's Zatzal. So he writes to Riches about this. I spoke to him a little bit about it. And he's bothered that, what about the Metzias Hadvarim? We're sort of saying that women sort of have a secondary gorem, which is if it's a day or a night. So Rav Moshe points out, we don't see women seeing badafka in day or badafka in night. It's not something we notice. Women see sometimes in the day and sometimes in the night. Maybe you say someone see more in the day or more in the night, but it basically switches around. So, and this is the point, it's really the point we mentioned with the Arzurua, is that it doesn't seem, it's really a funny thing how the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rebbe, has that things have to be invested, it has to, you have to nail the exact owner, you have to, well, mice, if the clock's going by days, it's particularly hard to understand. So therefore, Rav Moshe says, he doesn't think it's true, B'sman Hazeh. He says, if this, you know, either you could accept the Arzurua and say it was never true, But even if we don't go like that and we accept the Shulchan Aruch, we can still say Lamaisa, we don't see it being true. And since we don't see it being true, we shouldn't be Mako. I'll pee this Vesis. I mean, this Vesis, that confines the veses to one owner, we shouldn't go by it. We should say our women don't see by day or night. The male, just look at day. She saw last time in Rosh Chodesh. She's going to say today in Rosh Chodesh. The whole Rosh Chodesh, day and night. She saw last time after 33 days. She's going to see now after day 33. Because she's the whole 33. It's not so strange. It's really the Pashtus and the Gemara. She's choshesh for this day. Zeh v'zeh asurim. The whole day is asur. Zehu. And then he says he thinks it's even good to add on darzeruah to that. He says that he says there chumra, but he says meikra din the whole day to ask the whole day. So the emes is something that I think we really could hear. It's a samlas chumra we could really hear because it's really not so posh the way we do things. The counting the days and then just doing the last ona. Lamaisa. So Lamaisa, that's the Lamdas. I'll just tell you, Lamaisa, despite the Lamdas, and despite, you know, we're saying all these things in Lamdas, I really say it to the Avanas Hadvarim. Lamaisa, I think it's still be Mekel. The reason I think it's still be Mekel is because of the way we started this year, is that Vesesheinu Kavua itself is a Chiddush. Itself is a Chiddush in Vesesheinu Kavua. That the woman's going to repeat herself at all. And therefore, maybe Taka does make sense. Okay, so in a chinami, we're a little bit pulling one ona out of a hat. But Lamaisa, okay, right? I'm not going to repeat it, but we spoke at the beginning, a few shirim ago, that maybe Chazal wanted us to pull something out of the hat that she should be asur. And in a chinami, maybe we don't think she's going to really repeat herself. So Lamaisa, that's what I would say to do. Lamaisa, do what's the muskum in a klal Yisrael with al chumras is to just count days. And then take the previous owner, whether it was in the day or night. If it's a Vesis Kavua, though, there's definitely good room for chumras here in understanding the haflaga. Okay, all right, Ashkayach. Okay, Ashkayach of Josh, good to see you. Okay. Okay, so next. Right. Okay. Shkayach. So we'll continue Vestas. We'll continue Vestas next time, but when next time is, we'll see. I don't think, for me, some of next week's happening, but not.
I think I thought it was until Monday, and then I had a share calling on Tuesday, so maybe Tuesday.
Okay, so.
A closer, she moves on Wednesday.
On Wednesday? Okay, Wednesday it'll probably be Tuesday, and
then this year following Tuesday. The last day of regular year is like Monday.
If my wife says she doesn't need my help, so be nether. I'll come in.
So I know what's going on, and maybe someone based.
Eich Hashem,
haven't you asked
her? What? No, he left before. Okay, but he'll figure it out. Okay.
You know that the Moshiach is doing Shmos on Wednesday?
That's not true. The Mashkiach seems to always give a shmuz when no one's here. Friday is one. I don't understand this, but it makes sense.